I'm going to go into trance. Welcome everyone once again to the Angels News Network Divine Discussions, coming to you here from the Center for Spiritual Living in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, sandwiched between Miami and Palm Beach. Tonight we're going to be connecting with Adama, the Father of Humanity. That may be new for some of you and not new for others. So feel free to ask these entities about their mission, about who they are if you need further clarity. They will give, or he will give in this case, an opening statement and then a balance of the masculine and feminine energy. Joel and Sam will go through these shifts. The reason they ask that it be done this way, rather than me just straight channeling it, is for the integration of this more powerfully into 3D by having 3D participation. So Joel and Sam represent the masculine and feminine energy, but you represent the unified field, the we consciousness, by your involvement. If you have a question or you're asking for a message, remember it applies to all of us. You're in a safe place. We're all gathered here in safety. All right, I'm going to go in. Greetings, beloved brothers and sisters upon the surface of planet Earth, Mother Gaia. I am Adama, the high priest of Telos Lemuria. An advanced civilization was in the core of your planet, which once was upon the surface of your planet. We would like to give you a little history before we proceed in tonight's lesson, if you will. Some tools of assisting you to shift into a higher frequency of consciousness. This is a teaching that we have brought out into the world within an endeavor called the Seven Sacred Flames and many other endeavors beyond that. But what this is through the channel that we have chosen to bring this out into the world is a concise, simplified teaching for your more self-empowered integration during these times of chaos and upheaval. Many, 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 dear ones, millennia ago, we came to you from another constellation, from a planet called Lemur. There were those of us who knew that was a part of our soul plan to bring the concept of who we are as a species to another galaxy, to another solar system, to another planet. We first came to your solar system within the planet of Venus. And we lived there for many of your hundreds of millions of years in an elevated state of beingness, not quite densely formatted, if you will. And from there, we seeded within the core of your planet this concept of being human, bringing, if you will, the highest aspects of our civilizations from Lemur and what we had learned about love as a building block of all that there is on the planet Venus, and micro-encapsulating that love force within the core of your planet, dear ones. What is actually taking place at this time and has been for quite some time within the history of your planet is you learning to love, to manifest in some ways, to manipulate, if you will, this energy in order to create the life and world you say you want, which is deeply embedded within your heart spaces, dear one. The memory of where we came from is also embedded within the DNA of your hearts. And as your mental bodies transmute into service to your hearts, you are learning to think with your hearts at this particular time. So we had an advanced civilization on the core of this planet in a continent called Lemuria, to the west of what you call your United States, three or four times the size of your North America, spread out into what you call the Pacific Ocean and into the South Pacific Ocean. And we prospered for a long, long time, dear ones, being directly connected to the higher realms who loved and supported us, who continue to do the same for you as well, dear ones. As a result of internal corruption and warring with our neighbors of Atlantis on the Atlantic side of your continent, the planet went into a nuclear war, which created an uninhabitable situation on the planet of the Earth. But since the destiny of the planet of the Earth was to become the Loveversity of learning how to love as a building block of all there is, we received from the Galactic Federation, the Ascended Masterships, and the higher realms a dispensation to take our civilization, an aspect of it, into the core of this planet, since the surface was uninhabitable. This link and this core within the interior of the planet called Lemur is part of a large network of advanced civilizations called the Gothic Network, which once was on the surface of your planet. Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, many of those civilizations are now in a higher frequency of formatting in the interior of the planet, close to the heart, this core love heart of the planet. Our existence, dear ones, is your pathway to your ascension process. For in effect, we have the same DNA, since we also began the civilization called humanity on the surface of the planet. So in effect, we are configured energetically very much the same. We work in concert with other higher realms, assisted masterships, and archangelics, and angelics, and elementals to maintain and sustain the balance of the planet so that it is not destroyed, and you are assured of your pathway into ascension, into a higher frequency of existence. Dear ones, we wish to assure you at this time that is going to take place. When and how it takes place is up to you and your individual relationship with self. There will be no force at this point within the ascension process of this planet allowed to destroy the planet, even though it was in peril in the past. There are forces, higher realm forces, protecting this planet to assure the soul plan activation of the ascension of the planet and everything within and upon the body of this planet, because this planet has a divine mission unlike any other within the universe, having been seeded from 12 different star systems, including us, to master this concept and reality of love. Your ascended mastership beings have done this also once walking upon the surface of the planet, and they too are giving you a pathway to your mastership, beginning with, dear ones, the mastership of self leading to the mastership of life. So with this introduction, I'm going to hand this over to my masculine and feminine energies, and we're going to begin a dialogue. We're going to ask that if you have any questions about any specific of these shifts, there are 12 of them representing the 12 star systems that seed the planet. The 13th one is you, dear ones, is you ascending in the final 13th star and becoming an aspect of the 12 which originally seeded the planet. Let us begin.
Adama has written that, in explaining what these shifts are, each sacred shift is an energetic intention, vortex, portal, or doorway representing one of the 12 star systems which seeded this planet. The final shift is your planet's ascension itself. And this first sacred shift is, one, to achieve this shift, heal all wounds and ego defenses created in past and present lives.
Dear ones, the teaching from the archangelic realms of Gabriel and Michael have given you an explanation of exactly what human wounds are, how they are created, and exactly the five primary ego defenses around those particular wounds. This is a teaching unto itself, which has been brought to you many, many times before and can be brought to you again. You can access it on your own through this endeavor called the Angel News Network and many others, if it resonates for you mastering the concept of wounds and defenses. Continue, please.
You are not your wounds and defenses, but they are ruling your lives and world at this time.
And they are how you have chosen to learn what you have chosen to learn, when and where, dear ones.
There are many tools from higher realms to assist.
Everything that humanity needs at this particular time, dear ones, to ascend into a higher state of consciousness, this wisdom, this applied knowledge, if you choose to apply it, is available to you through endeavors such as the one we're coming through now and many others as well. So the question to ask yourselves, are you ready to access that information, to do the work, to be the work, and to apply it into wisdom, into your lives? Many of you are looking for a shortcut, a way out, or someone else to do it for you or to tell you what to do in a herd consciousness and giving your power away to others. That has never worked and will no longer work at this time, dear ones. Again, the foundation of choosing to be human, your human contract, of coming to this planet, if you will, is a result of choosing the relationship with self as the learning tool. Once you master self, you have mastered the advanced, increased frequency reality, dear ones. That is how you have chosen to transcend yourself, by mastering yourself. Are there any questions about this, dear ones?
I would like to read one sentence, Adama, and then I do have a question. Okay, can we just finish this one body here? This healing will allow your reconnection to higher realms, your divine soul plan, which is your purpose in being here, and to realize your divinity.
And remembering this connection to the higher realms is, in your vernacular, your ticket to the existence within a higher frequency. All of your past advanced civilizations, what have been called your past golden ages, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, Egyptian, early Greece, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, whatever, dear ones, were facilitated by the direct connection to the higher realms. As soon as that connection became corrupted, these civilizations met their demise. Your questions, dear one.
Well, Adama, you say you are not your wounds and defenses, but they are ruling your lives and world at this time. Just to make it relevant in terms of what we're all experiencing here, are we seeing wounds and defenses on display with the political arena going on here in the United States with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton?
Not only your political situations, dear ones. You're seeing it in every aspect of your governments, your religions, your corporations, your educational institutions. Because of the forms of communication which have been gifted to you from the archangelic realm, such as your cyberspace, you're gathering and gaining and seeing things happening in your vernacular in real time. And through your own resonance and discernment, how you think about it and how you feel about it, you can make a decision of the choices that you will make in the future, which can be decidedly different from the ones that have been made in the past by the information that is readily available to you. Yes, your American, your United States of America, if you will, political arena is a real acting out. As your Shakespeare might say, actors upon the stage. And how do you feel and how do you think within your resonance and your discernment, your internal gyro systems, dear one? Do you feel about what's taking place? What decisions would you like to make in your freedom of choice and freedom of will, which is uniquely yours? Not every planet, not every solar system, not every galaxy has that. To make a decision of what you think serves your highest good, making the best choice, which what is available at the moment, but not eliminating the possibility of creating a parallel path that does not intersect with the old, that creates the new paradigm. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes.
Are there any other questions regarding this first shift?
If you have a question online, you can just hit star 6, and we will put you in at any time after we're done with the shift. Seeing no questions, I'm going to move on to number two. This shift allows you to know the meaning, value, and purpose of agreeing to be within this third dimension of emotions, thoughts, and physical reality.
Dear ones, how often do you think about really having made the decision and being human, creating a contract, if you will, in your vernacular, that allows you through your emotions, how you feel about it, to create a thought, which creates an action, which creates a physicality? This is how you've chosen to learn. And it's why this coming through the higher realm so profoundly and profusely, you mastering the concept of what your emotions are. They are a pathway to your divinity. They are a pathway to your learning, but they are not who you are. So you're in the process of learning to experience them, to feel them, to release them, to release them from ancient DNAs within your beingness, which have been passed on from generation to generation, in order to free yourself from that, so that the thoughts will be of a more positive, higher nature, thus in turn, your actions. You're learning within your medical practices that your emotions affect the life forces, the energy flows within your body, which creates disease and creates what you call physical death. Realizing, dear ones, you are immortal beings having a human experience. Continue.
Each dimension has a purpose. This 3D is to learn to love through density and duality and to move into world service through unity.
Stop and take a breath, dear ones. Each dimension has a purpose. You are in this 3D world. Read this again, dear one.
Each dimension has a purpose. This 3D is to learn to love through density and duality and to move into world service through unity.
So you're in the process of letting go. It's a process. It's an ing thing. It's a present progressive tense thing, dear ones, of not having to learn through density and separation and duality, often leading to confrontation. You're in process with this by experiencing it fully. For since your beingness is founded within the energy of love, you're moving through letting go of the density into a lighter format, a crystalline format, if you will, in order to move from a me to a we consciousness, into mastering self, mastering life, thus being able to move into world service, which will lead to services beyond. We are not only in the inner earth civilizations in service to you upon the surface, but we are in service and direct contact with the higher 5D and beyond realms, dear one, which is your destiny as well. Many of you are becoming channels and messengers of these frequencies to simply show the way that you all are becoming multidimensional beings to be connected directly to we and other higher realms to assist your process of ascension. Continue, dear one.
To ascend to a higher dimension, it is necessary to achieve the higher frequency of that dimension.
Because the dense frequency cannot enter into the higher frequency. As many of you have learned, dear ones, you will entrain to the highest frequency within the environment. So, within the higher realms, only the higher realms are allowed. As soon as your frequency reaches that appropriate level, you transcend, you transmute, you transition into that higher frequency by amalgamating into your light body. That is the process that your ascended masters have done once having been human as yourselves. And their path, their history, is available to all of you for those of you who wish to learn about them. Within your classroom at this time, you see a series of photographs of his ascended masters around you. You can feel their energies. You can look at their physical formatting, which is of a lighter construct than yours. But remember, dear ones, they were once human exactly like you. and through the work they were willing to be and do, ascended into a higher realm. They made it a living, constant, committed priority to ascend. Continue, dear one.
Achieving the higher frequency of that dimension means being the higher frequency at all times.
So, it's about being your message. And through the beingness of your message, as you bring it out into the world, dear ones, you're creating the higher realm of doing, rather than vice versa. Being your message, allowing your beingness to create your doingness. Continue, dear one.
The 5D frequencies and beyond are in service to all there is.
That's our commitment. That is our commitment, to be in service to all that there is. And yourself, self, myself, I myself, is a reflection of all that, of how you have chosen to learn what you need to learn through being human. So begin to think of the concept of self, if you so choose, dear ones, in this way. It is simply how you have chosen being human to advance.
Okay, we have a question online. Go ahead, 212.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes, I had a question before. I just wanted to get a little bit more explanation on when what was said, think with your heart.
That's number 3. We haven't done that yet.
Oh, did I? I thought I heard something that was said.
What is your question, dear one?
Oh, just to, if I can get a broader explanation on that.
But do you have another question as well, dear one? We will answer that in a moment. The reason we are awaiting it is because these come within an energetic format which creates a pyramid of energy. They are in a specific alignment. Do you understand, dear one?
Okay.
Do you have another question?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, nothing on wounds or defenses? No? Okay.
Okay, we're going to move to number 3, and this is the one that deals with the question that was just begun to be asked. Number 3, through the ascension process, your believing mind is moving into service to your knowing heart.
What exactly does that mean, dear ones? Your world is fraught with erroneous belief systems which have created the duality and separation that you have chosen to learn through. The mind, largely housed within the assertive masculinity, has served humanity, in some cases not so well, in other cases have pulled you forward. The reason the shift of the mental body, the mind, housing the mind, is moving back into the service of the heart is because what is stored within the heart is the DNA of everything you've ever learned, so that that applied knowledge can become wisdom, because we work within the realm of wisdom in higher realms. Continue, dear one.
Stored within the DNA of your heart is all you have learned from past and present lives.
Dear ones, place your hands upon your hearts and take a deep breath. And trust and surrender what we are all sharing at this particular moment in your earth time is true. That magnificent beating, which is a reflection of the heart and the interior of the planet, which we are so close to, since we live in the interior of the planet, this is what is guiding your life. That pumping of your heart not only moves energetic life forces around your body and maintains and sustains your physical format, dear ones, it also is pumping out knowledge. And it is your choice, dear ones, to apply that knowledge into wisdom or not by trusting and surrendering that the heart is a thinking being. Your sciences are beginning to realize what we are saying is true. That what comes from your heart, the information from your heart, and how it affects your beingness is much more vital than your mind. We wish to throw another element about your mind into the mix at this time, dear ones, that some of you are aware of. Your advancement has been a result of what your mind has received from the higher realms, not necessarily what you thought up yourself. Now, we know this can be challenging and even threatening to the human mind that wants to think it has created everything. But, dear ones, you cannot control what you haven't created. So realize this connection to the higher realms received through the mind at times as allowing your advancement. But because of the final 2,000 cycle of your planet is experiencing at this time in the ascension process, returning to a body of light, which is the destiny of all planets, as you look up into your night sky and you see all these twinkling stars, they all once went through an evolutionary ascension process, not unlike what you're going through now. This has been done through a process of moving from mind to heart. So you're beginning to realize, if you so choose, the significance, the essential aspect of this thing called heart. And it is so much more than just pumping blood around your bodies, dear one. Continue.
Your self-mastered self is alive and well within your heart. And it's whole and complete and can be no otherwise, for it is in a higher realm format housed within your heart.
What you're simply learning to be and do by thinking with your heart, dear ones, is to access that higher self that has always, always existed. Can you come to know this, dear one? That housed in each and every one of you is this magnificent higher self connected to all that there is. This is the truth of your reality, dear ones. This is who you really are. This is why you are here. As you express in individual ways through your talents and gifts and your relationship with self mirrored out to others, how you choose to be and do. You are so much more magnificent, created and the reality of the Creator creating, of in your vernacular God experiencing itself as a reflection of creation, of a reflection of God, than you have ever imagined. But for millennia, through your erroneous belief systems, you have believed or been taught that this access to this higher self or to this God had to come through someone else. This is not true, dear one. The access is immediately available to each and every one of you in every moment of the now. Let us continue.
Caller, do you have a question concerning this shift now, 212?
No. Thank you.
Okay.
Adama, I want back in June, Archangel Uriel said to us, humanity is divided between those who are creating duality and those creating unity. One is moving forward through love and the other is vacillating through fear. Isn't this whole issue tied to what you just discussed, moving from the mind to the heart?
Yes, dear one. So within your concepts of duality and separation, you have different fractions who are freedom of choice and freedom of will, or how people are choosing or not choosing to move forward. There are those that know what are going on, there are those who think they know what is going on, and there are those who have no idea what's going on. There are those who want to hold on to the old because it's familiar, it's a comfort zone, it's a pattern, it's a ritual, it's a habit. It may not totally feel good, but I know about it, and it's familiar. Because moving into the new means surrendering, trusting through trust to surrender into the unknown. Within the unknown are all the probabilities and possibilities of reality. So yes, you have every faction possible to experience every light and dark, right and wrong, male and female aspect of being human, to clear it out once and for all. For the hourglass on your ascension process has been flipped. Now, for those of you who choose not to advance, which is your freedom of choice and freedom of will, you'll be given an opportunity to do it elsewhere, but it will not take place on this planet once the ascension timeline is completed, which began in year 2012. your last 2,000-year final cycle of this planet, to transmutate back into light from which you all came, love and light. Does that help you, dear one?
Yeah, now, not to make this a political discussion, but there's this big political thing going on in the United States, a big clearing and cleansing, because we seem to have the forces of separation, conflict, walls, versus unity, we're all one.
Dear one, we would use the phrase cosmic colonic.
I like that.
Cosmic colonic. That is what is taking place. And we ask you, dear ones, as you accept with compassion and forgive the process, for even those that you do not agree with or dislike or wish to confront or separate from, they are players upon the stage too, dear one. Can you see it?
Yes.
They are essential, for humanity learns to love what is through what is not, do you not? But even that process of learning what is through what not, and cause and effect, and right and wrong, and laws of attraction, and balancing of masculine and feminine energy, all of these things are coming to fruition in your vernacular within this final 2,000-year cycle. It is a magnificent time to be upon the planet, dear ones. That is why so many billions of you have chosen to be here now, to experience this. Your soul said, I wish to show up. I wish to be a part of it. Some of you are conscious of this. Some of you are not. Let us continue.
Okay, remember, if you have a question online, just hit *6. That'll put you into the query. Seeing no questions, we're going to move on to the fourth sacred shift to ascend. Duality, separation, and confrontation are an illusion, even though you have chosen to learn from them.
Because, dear ones, it is an illusion, because in your higher self, housed within the DNA of your heart, is none of that. But you have chosen in this human contract, coming to this particular planet at this particular time, to learn through the illusion of separation. But let's briefly discuss for just one moment, dear one, why that's happening. Because in past advanced civilizations, Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, Aztec, Mayan, that you have studied and read about, many of you, you saw this not taking place always, and then it became corrupted through the disconnect from the higher realms. And you kept repeating this, and you kept repeating this. It's why so many of your advanced civilizations have not maintained and sustained themselves. What is taking place now, dear ones, which did not take place in your past, is a permanent healing. Because in your vernacular, the gig is up on the ascension process. Do you understand, dear ones? So everything that needs to come up from your past lives, which has been transferred to you from incarnational cycle to incarnational cycle through your spiritual DNA, is also being healed. You may be feeling something or thinking something, and you have no idea where that's coming from, which is creating a physical symptom that you do not understand that could easily be coming from a past in addition to a present life because of this ascension process. This is the importance of joining in communities of equality, harmony, and balance, and simply asking yourself, dear ones, what are you feeling and what do you need to better understand the process? Continue, please.
Could you just tell some of us who may not know, what do you mean by the gig is up on the ascension process?
At 2012, your year 2012, it began the final 2,000-year cycle, beginning the ascension of this particular planet to return to a body high frequency of light. Your bodies are in the process of transmuting back into their crystalline original formatting in order to prepare yourselves to enter into the higher realms by being of a higher consciousness and frequency yourselves, dear one. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you.
It is time to wake up and know there is no two, only one.
Wow, dear ones. There is no two. There is only one. Place your hands upon your hearts again, dear one, and connect with this truth and feel this oneness, feel this we consciousness, this unified field of oneness. That's where it all began. There was no Big Bang, dear ones. there was oneness. There is oneness. And everything that has come into creation is from oneness, so that you can return to that oneness. And you have chosen in being human through separation, duality, and confrontation, and disease, and dying, to rediscover this oneness. The last hurdle for humanity to jump over, dear ones, is your physical death. This will come as a byproduct of remembering and being your oneness. You're all made of the same cosmic stuff. You're all diversified versions of the same thing. You are making some quantum shifts of this, dear one. We will make that observation, we in the inner earth. And it brings great joy to us. You're beginning to understand there's more than male and female in your gender descriptions. You're beginning to understand the expression of all the races upon the planet as diversified versions of the oneness. That right is an aspect of wrong, that dark is an aspect of light, that problem is an aspect of solution, that male is an aspect of female, and on and on and on. That all these equations in your algebra will lead you back to one, dear ones. Let us continue.
You can choose to let go of all the pain and suffering this illusion has caused you by knowing you are loved and lovable.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired of not remembering that you came from love and that you are loved by that force of love, and thus in turn you are a lovable being in relationship with self that you can mirror out to others, dear one? That is the core wound in humanity at this time. And your world is being ruled by leaders with these wounds, with defenses around those wounds that are creating the world that you have now. So we of the inner earth ask you, would you like to make another choice? Would you like to create another world on the surface of the planet? Because when you do, dear ones, we will come forward. We will join hands with you, brother and sister, of inner earth and surface earth realities. And fasten your seatbelts, dear ones. It would be the most magnificent, glorious world and universe that we will create together. Let us continue.
If you have a question online, hit star 6. I just wanted to address that. I know when you were speaking of the duality and the unity and the oneness and overcoming death, it really rang a bell for me, because when my children transitioned to the other side, I heard from them that they were now a part of me. We were no longer a part in a triangle, but now that they had transitioned out of their physical form, they had become a part of me, and that's what we're all doing. We're unifying and recognizing that we are all parts of one another.
And for these divine souls who chose to leave the 3D experience, they did it because they were not able to accomplish their advancement within the 3D form. So they left physicality, went into what you call a 4D astral psychic realm, which allowed them to have a higher frequency of existence, to begin through a partial contact with oneness, to rediscover it, in order to make a decision to reincarnate again or not, and apply that. For you are all in the process, dear ones, and least you not forget, if you so choose, of mastering and being human. You are not here to escape it. You are not here to bypass it. You're not here to find some way to fix it and to make it go away. You are here to transcend through the process of being human and mastering that in order to eliminate it being necessary ever again. Does that make sense, dear ones? That is likely a thought or a feeling that you have never had.
I haven't had that. Would you repeat that again, Adama?
You are here to master being human in order to transcend being human through the relationship with self, self being a reflection of all that there is, dear ones. Simple, but yet so complex for some. You're not here to escape being human. You're not here to bypass it, to make it go away, to become addicted to a drug that will not allow you feel being human. You are here to experience every aspect of being human, because that is the choice that you made in your eternal contract, to transcend being human, to move into your mastership as a result of master having been human. Do you understand, dear ones? It is not a punishment being human. It is a choice that you've made in a higher format coming here. And the way showers of this, in addition to ourselves and the inner earth civilizations, dear one, are your ascended masters. Study their lives, if you so choose. Review their incarnational cycles and the contributions that each one of them made. Some of them were the father of your Christ. Some of them were your Arthur Shakespeare. Some of them were inventors who revealed a universal free source of energy which was denied humanity by others, which you're in the process of rediscovering again. Before you continue to take the organs of Mother Earth and attempt to destroy the planet, which, by the way, dear ones, she will not allow. That will not take place. The Atlanteans tried it and were destroyed, dear ones. It is your choice to develop alternative fuels through the photon belt and electromagnetic energies that are coming in, which will be a supply of free energy for all of humanity. And dear ones, that will surely shift your economic and your governmental structures, will it not? All of this lies before you, dear ones. Let us continue.
Okay, we have a question in the classroom. And again, press star 6 if you have a question online.
Yes, Adama, I have a question. When you were speaking about karmic release and the karmic, what we've been carrying in our DNA and in our atoms throughout our experiences, is it correct to say that at some point this in the cycle, karmic past experiences have been released? Because what I tend to feel is that there is a feathering of this. It's almost like we can't get out and ascend unless this we are not anymore feathered to the limitations of what we are creating and recreating in humanity. So
karma is not a punishment, dear one. It is one of the tools, such as cause and effect, balance or imbalance of masculine feminine energy, light or darkness, right or wrong, problem or solution. It holds, it being karma, in an energetic database, things that have worked and things that haven't worked in past and present incarnational cycles. This, because of the ascension process and all the other tools that you have chosen to learn through in being human, are in the process of being transmuted as well as yourselves. So we would like to ask you, dear one, your father would like to ask you, what is your definition of karma and how do you think it has affected your life?
My definition of karma is, for lack of a better word, an accumulation of experiences, some say dharma, positive ones or not so positive ones, karmic relationships and experiences that keep playing over and over again, therefore courting us to the true ability for us to let go of them, transcend them, transmute them.
And how will you let go of them, dear one?
Letting go of them, I guess. I don't know.
You will let go of them by your internal gyro system of your resonance, which lives within your heart, how you feel about it, and your discernment, how you think about it in your mental body. As long as you are in the 3D formatting, it will be a combination of the two, your heart and your mind. And you will balance it out, and you will make a decision through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. Do you understand, dear one?
Yes.
So there are your tools.
So at any minute, at any moment,
at any moment,
is possible.
At any moment, because now the present is the present. Now is all there is. You have created past and present and future in order to experience being human in 3D. But the past was once now, the now is now, and the future will be now when it comes. So in reality, now is all there is, where we reside. When you have freed yourself from the shackles of worrying about what happened in the past or punishing yourself for that, or worrying about what's going to happen in the future, you will realize that the past and future are totally preventing your now and your present for most of you, which is eliminating a great deal of joy, which is the pathway to your ascension process, which we will talk about later.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help you do
it? It does. Thank you.
You are
good
welcome.
Good talking to you.
You are welcome. Dear ones, we just want to also ask you, so that we don't feel so alien, if you will, from some of you, we're going to ask you to place your hands upon your hearts again and take a deep breath. And we want you to feel the DNA connection between us, that we are of the same species, that we are a elevated, in your vernacular, expression of yourself, and that we are a pathway to your way home. You're coming home to Lemuria, if you will. That is why we have stayed here, dear ones. This is the love that we offer you. This is the pathway that we offer you since we began the species on this planet. We're not going to abandon you. We're not going back to the constellation, the planet from which we came from, although some of us did whenever the surface of the planet became uninhabitable, but there was a core of us who stayed in order to assist you in your pathway home. We wish you to know that. For those of you who are not aware of it, and it may be new information for many. Your sciences are beginning to toy with the concept that we actually exist, that the core of the planet is not just molten rock. Yes, there are areas of molten rock within the planet, but there is a whole other reality beyond that. We have created a world which is a divine reflection of what you have on the surface. We have beautiful lakes and beautiful forests. We've even created our own sun. And we've mastered the realities of manifestation by intending no harm to another through a higher frequency of existence, which is your divine destiny. We just wish for one moment for you to be aware of this reality. Let us continue.
Number 5, all the judgment, shame, and blaming in your world is simply how you feel about yourself reflecting out to others.
So as you see, your politicians, your governmental leaders, your corporate leaders, your religious leaders thrashing out, if you can master that this is a reflection of their relationship with themselves, then how you choose to respond or react to it could be decidedly different. And within that, you can establish your truth, needs, and boundaries so that their wounds and defenses and their negative relationship with self at times does not harm you. Continue, dear one.
Once you wake up to your divinity, there can be none of this any longer.
So place your hands upon your hearts again, dear ones, and realize with each beat of your heart is a pathway to your divinity. Stored within the DNA of your heart, with every beat, not only is that pulsing the blood around your body and allowing you to maintain and sustain life through an energy that your medicines cannot even comprehend at this point, that pulse, that beat, maintained and sustained by the eternal heartbeat of the core of this planet, is your pathway to your divinity and the pathway to us joining our hands together, dear ones. Continue.
Are you ready to receive and give your divinity?
For your readiness is your preamble to your commitment. Your readiness is your preamble to your commitment.
And moving on to the Sacred Shift to Ascend, number 6.
Are there any questions, dear ones, about this?
Any questions in the classroom? I see there are none online. Moving on. Surrender to not knowing.
Within the unknowing, the void, the unknown, are all the probabilities of the universe, which is very difficult for your human minds to comprehend because your human mind thinks it wants to know. Knowing without applying the knowledge does not create wisdom. Probabilities and possibilities are housed in the void and the unknowing. Continue, dear one.
In the not knowing is everything. All possibilities and probabilities live within the void of creation.
Through the possibilities and possibilities of surrendering to not knowing, rather than thinking you know what the next step's going to be or worrying what the next step's going to be, you negate manifestation and creation. Continue.
Remember, your knowing heart contains all you need to know.
This is the importance of learning to access and to think with your heart.
You are learning to access and think with your heart. You are not eliminating your mind, just allowing it to assert what the heart knows.
Let the mind be an assertive energy of the knowing heart from this point on.
Padma, I'm out of the corporate world, and a lot of people listening to this are as well, and not knowing is not permissible. And so this, it's an enormous shift. I teach this stuff. And it's such an enormous challenge for me. I'm just aware of it, how this is so easy to say, but surrendering to not knowing, I'm certain is a challenge for all of us who are listening to you.
Because humanity does not understand that the void is a vast consciousness predicated upon a love energy. And within it, by accessing it, you can create anything, including the world that you live in or the species that you are. So be with this feeling that you are in process of learning to trust and to surrender to not knowing, which is a new foreign concept and a challenge for humanity who has been guided for so long by the mental body, often through the assertive masculine energy, imbalancing the receptive feminine energy. But this is the truth, dear ones. And the truth will set you free from your minds that think you know it all. You do know a lot, dear ones, but you only know a fraction of reality. Most of the world is invisible to you. Most of the world you can't see or hear. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Whenever the microscope was invented and all of a sudden you saw there were microscopic organisms all over the world, it was a game changer. Dear ones, your heart will be the cosmic microscope that will open you up to a whole new reality of dimensions and frequencies that you cannot even imagine at this time. We understand the challenge of this. We have been there, dear ones. We have evolved through this. We are of the same DNA. We are not the archangelic realm. We are from the surface of this planet. We have journeyed through this and mastered it, and so can you if you so choose. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, very much. Thank you, Adonis.
Are there any questions online? Hit star 6. Any questions in the classroom about not knowing, giving up, and not trying to push things?
Let's go on.
No?
We have a lot to do.
Okay. You're up.
7.
Okay. I thought I did 6. All right. 7. In effect, your ascension is the marriage union of you and your higher eternal self.
Say that again, dear ones. So, dear ones, place your hands upon your hearts and integrate this definition, if you so choose, of ascension.
In effect, your ascension is the marriage union of you and your higher eternal self, called the I Am Presence, the Christ Consciousness.
Dear ones, let's have a marriage right now. And your father is going to facilitate this marriage ceremony. Take a deep breath. Place your hands upon your hearts. And I, your father, your eternal father, who assisted in bringing you here, now marry you to your eternal higher self, and your vernacular, your I Am Presence, your Christ Consciousness, your higher self, your connection to all that there is. From this moment on and into eternity, you are now married with this reality of yourself. I now pronounce you by the power vested within me to be fully married forevermore from this point on to your higher self, to your Christ consciousness, to your true eternal being at this particular point, being that eternal spiritual being, choosing to have this human experience. As together we say, so be it.
So be it.
You are married, dear ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
You achieve this union through the healing of the self-centered me into the healed we.
And the tools to do this are readily available to you, and the teachings of the higher realms available to endeavors such as this one and many others as well. Are there any questions, dear ones?
Okay, we'll move on to number 8. I guess I was supposed to say that. The most important aspect of your human contract on planet Earth is to understand, access, and apply your divinity within every moment of the now.
Wow, dear ones, there it is in one sentence. So we're going to ask this divine masculine energy so that he may fully integrate it himself and share it with you once again. Repeat, dear one.
The most important aspect of your human contract on planet Earth is to understand, access, and apply your divinity within every moment of the now.
Are you ready, dear one? And when you don't know how and you have forgotten, are you ready to ask for help, to ask for this divine connection of self? And dear ones, we remind you, this is not impossible. Your father and all of the Lemurian civilization have gone through this process. It is not impossible. It is simply a matter of choosing to make it a priority of your existence. So we ask you, what do you choose in this moment of now? Connect to your divine eternal essence or not?
The failure to know this is the reason for all the negative matters on your planet.
Look around, dear ones. Look around at your governments, your religions, your politics, your corporations. Does any of it feel divine? Is it supporting the highest good of self and the highest good of others? Does it vibrate at a high frequency of existence, or does it feel dense? You have the self-empowered reality, dear ones, of creating another existence that reflects your divinity. Continue.
Paradise awaits you to create it.
You cannot imagine, dear ones, that this world, when we first came here, so many millennia ago, dear ones. But yes, it is stored within your hearts, dear ones. For one moment, we're going to ask you to go back and connect when you were here in that divine paradise. How it felt. How it felt, dear ones. How blessed it was. And now, you're being given one more opportunity on this particular planet to eternally recreate and reconnect and redefine and refine that reality of your divinity, dear ones. What do you choose?
If there are any questions online, please hit star 6. Any questions in the classroom on number 5 or any of the previous sacred shifts?
Remember, dear ones, these are a concise, energetic portal and vortex that you are downloading at this moment within your heart to be able to access at any moment within the now. Those of you who have chosen to show up and receive this, it is within your divine soul plan to integrate this download at this time and for you to teach it to others if you so choose and spread these downloads to humanity. Let us continue.
I'd like to remind everyone to drink plenty of water when they go home, even if you have to wake up in the middle of the night and drink it. And this is a great opportunity. So if you have a question, even if you're not really exactly sure what you want to say, please do get up. All right, we're moving on to number 9. Every human being, animal, plant, mineral, and unseen beings on planet Earth are made of the same cosmic stuff and consciousness as you and have a divine right to be here.
Not only a right to be here, but an essential purpose that humanity does not fully understand. But you are beginning to understand it in some small ways. And one example we might give is how your pesticides are killing the bees that can no longer pollinate your food. But you will come to know that the beings within your oceans, your whales, your porpoises, your dolphins, are star beings from another realm that maintain and sustain the intricate system, the oceans of this planet. You will come to understand the elementals, which are not always visible to you. You will begin to understand that the crystals have consciousness, that the plants have feelings, that the animals are here to serve humanity, but not to be your slaves. And that all these beings who maintain and sustain a consciousness from other worlds who decided to come here to make all what is possible here possible are in divine order, dear ones. And it is not your right or your choice to destroy or to imprison or to enslave them as a reflection of your relationship with yourself. All of this is coming to a healing. All of this is coming to a clearing and cleansing. and many of you can feel it now. Continue, dear one.
They are not meant to be controlled by you. You do not have the right to attempt to control what you did not create.
Write that on your refrigerators, dear one. You cannot control what you did not create. If humanity can master that shift within all of this, you will advance quite quickly, dear ones.
You do not have the right to attempt nor understand its reasons to be here. You're trying to control everyone and everything on the planet are reflections of your fearful, non-loving relationship with self.
It all goes back to self, dear ones. Continue.
Questions on number 9.
Allow yourselves, dear ones, to integrate all this. We want to acknowledge this is a major download. And because you don't have a question, it doesn't mean you're not integrating it. For you are. For this is our gift to you at this particular moment, your brothers and sisters in the inner earth, in this miraculous year of your 2016, your year when all your starseed planets and star systems are bringing their energies in, the reactivations of your harmonic convergence and your planets allowing themselves to assist you. The heavens, dear one, are assisting you. Can you feel us? Let us continue.
Ten.
Your emotions are creating the life you are experiencing.
This is a hard one, particularly in your medical lack of understandings, that the feelings, the emoted feelings from your emotional body impede or flow the life force energy within your bodies, which maintains and sustains physical life. And that emotion creates a thought, which creates an action, creates a word, which creates an action, which creates what you call disease. Again, the teachings of this are readily available to humanity, and how the emotions and thoughts are creating disease, and how they can create, by mastering them, a permanent healing. Right now, dear ones, you are largely treating symptoms, often creating harm, with no permanent healing. Let us continue.
Negative emotions stored in the atmosphere are even creating your weather.
So it doesn't stop with just your body. And it doesn't stop with how it affects those around you. And it doesn't stop with how those that aren't even around you. And it doesn't stop with going up into the atmosphere and creating your weather. And it doesn't stop in your atmosphere as it goes out into the void, the unknowing, and gets stored in something you call the Akashic Record. Every thought, every emotion, every action that you've ever had is stored within these records, this hall of records, because you are a divine being, being able to have access to all those records as your divine right. And there are those of you that are learning to access these halls of records to benefit self and others, dear ones. So as you can see, that cosmic microscope of reality is letting you know it's much more magnificent and a little more complicated than perhaps you ever thought it was. But the awareness of how it really is will allow you to create another reality. Can you see that, dear ones? Let us continue.
Emotions create thoughts, which create actions. Perhaps it is time to eliminate old patterns, habits, and rituals that no longer serve your highest good or that of others.
By being aware of your emotions, being aware of your thoughts, and the words and actions that they create, and making a higher choice if you so choose. Continue, dear one.
Are there any questions concerning Sacred Shift number 10?
Again, we wish to remind you there is an energetic building, a pyramid, if you will, of download taking place with everyone at this time.
Okay, Jude, you have a question?
I don't have a question. Adama, I'm in awe. I am so thrilled at your gifts, and I just want to say thank you, and more thank you.
This is the pack that we have, dear ones, of the inner earth civilizations with those of you upon the surface. There are many things that we're being and doing to assist you and preventing your harming the planet in a dire way, so that our destiny to join hands and to go forward from world service into service to all there is firmly in place. Because in fact, reality, dear ones, we cannot advance without our union, because we are you in a higher format. We are your hope and promise. We're not some science fiction world existing in another galaxy on another planet. It's happening right here, right now. And if you so choose, it's your time to access it. Let us continue.
Okay, moving on to sacred shift number 11. The feeling of joy is one of the highest frequencies vibrations within the universe.
So now you're beginning to realize the importance of the emotional body, the emotive feeling, that vibration. And joy is an aspect of love, which is the building block of all there is. So those emotive higher emotions and feelings are your ticket, are your pathway to ascension. Continue.
Joy is an empowering aspect of love, the building block of the universe. The feeling of joy allows manifestation with great grace and ease. Pay attention to how much joy is presently in your life.
Take a moment, dear ones, and do a reading of the joy or the absence of joy in your life. That keeps you in your density. It keeps you in the 3D. That is why you are being given tools from the higher realms to allow you to create the life you say you want and to experience joy as the pathway, the energetic pathway to you moving into a higher frequency of existence and for us joining hand in hand. Continue, dear one.
Before we move on to number 12, seeing no questions, I would just like to make say a little something about joy. For me, it's been a little difficult to find joy in my life, and I'm realizing that many of us are here to go through things to help us hone the ability to hold that joy, to manifest that joy, manifest a better life, even though we might be going through what some might refer to as trials and tribulations. And one of the things that I've done to help me through this is whenever I'm not feeling joy or beginning to, since my vibration is beginning to lower, I will think of a moment, a very joyful moment in my life, and I'll feel that joy within my heart, and I'll bring forth that joy and radiate it out into my heart.
And let us talk about why you experience the absence of joy, dear one. It has to do with being trapped within the mental body. And as we move into the heart spot, the heart space, and move into the emotional body, and free ourselves from the thoughts, we can create a higher vibration of joy. It's very important to understand at this time, energetically, why the mental body is moving back into the service and service to the heart. And we use that word specifically. The mental body is moving into service to the heart. For it is your mental body that has kept you trapped, focusing on what is not rather than what is. The human mind loves to do that. And only through freeing yourself from this mental body and allowing yourself, as we have spoken in the past, of beginning to learn how to think with the heart, can you experience not only more grace and ease, but the emotions of joy and bliss and happiness, which allows you to focus on what is in your life rather than what is not. A good example of that, dear ones, might be to experience someone who is completely handicapped. And the channel that we're coming through now has a colleague who has lost his sight, lost his legs, created autoimmune diseases which hamper and limit most of this individual's physical ability to move. And when the channel interfaces with this individual, what he experiences is sheer joy by the individual who appears to be consumed by disabilities, explaining to the channel he is now seeing like he never saw before when he had sight. He is now understanding movements, breath, sound, and motion, and movement, unlike he ever did when he could move. And it took the taking away of those senses and those abilities to recapture them. You're all creating circumstances and situations that your soul has selected, knowing it is the only way you can learn. And it sounds a little harsh or a punishment when it is as extreme as just being described. But it isn't. It's the only way divine individuals and divine souls can master what they need to learn in order to free themselves from that learning, to evolve into a higher frequency of existence. You've all have had various experience with this through various incarnational lifetimes as a result of karmic consequences. Creation is not a punishing being. It is a loving being that assists you in creating whatever you need to create mentally, emotionally, and physically to escape yourself and move into your divinity. Let us continue.
Dahlia, you had a question?
Yes. It was regarding...
Just speak loud, please.
It was regarding the part that you said it pertained mostly to the medical field and how the most effective way of, well, I'm just wondering if in order to assist the patients that come to me with different things and get them more connected to their hearts, and would it be feasible to maybe bring them on a meditation to those chambers in that you've brought us sometimes, the healing chambers?
Yes, dear ones, there are various healing temples within the inner earth, and we had them on the surface of the planet when we resided on the surface of the planet. There are many frequencies of healings, sounds and lights, and certain higher realm energies that you can employ if the patient is receptive and open to this, and if their relationship with self allows it, bring it in. If the relationship with self does not allow it, there are teachings available from the higher realms to assist in healing the relationship with self so that the individual can be more receptive of that of which we speak. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes. Yes, and what would you say about in order to contribute to more effectively changing the medical system to be more open to this healing of the emotions and energy healing and healing with the heart, every time at the current moment anyways that I bring it up to doctors and things, and many, some of them are receptive, but many of them are like, there's no money on that.
So what is your question, dear one?
Well, what would be most effective to...
What would be most effective, dear one, is you being the reason you came here. To embody and to embrace your purpose for being on this particular planet. If you are here, if you so choose, through your soul plan, your purpose in being here to effect a shift by bringing more alternative healing wisdom into current medical modalities, so be it. Or to create a parallel path that doesn't intersect with that at all, and allowing individuals to find that through their resonance and their discernment. Or a combination of the two. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, thank you. That is kind of what I'm doing. I was just wondering if there was something to make it at a major, at a bigger scale.
The most important aspect, dear one, is not them. It is you. And you fully embracing your reason for being here, dear one. Do you understand?
Yeah. Thank you.
If you fully embrace that and resonate with that and bring that out into the world, even when they cannot accept or believe what they say, what you are saying, they will know it is your truth. That will, they will know it is your purpose in being here. And they will know, and you will know, that you will never give up until you can keep connecting with the divine souls who resonate with what you have to share and teach. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes. Thank you.
12. Within your ascension process, you are moving from density to light. This process is achieved by two factors. First, know you came from love, you are love, and you are lovable.
Let us stop there for a moment, dear one. That's a core problem for many of you. That you came from love. That you are loved by that love. And that you are lovable so that others and that love may love you. It's a problem for many of you because you have been taught that you're not good enough and worthy enough of that love. And you have been taught that you came from something else other than that love, or that you have to receive that love through some other vessel, some religion, some teaching, some dogma, some guru. Dear ones, in the marriage ceremony that we perform tonight, from this point on, from this moment on, those of you within your beloved father's earshot, you will know you came from love, you are loved, and you are lovable. And any moment in the future, knowing there's only now, whenever you forget, forgive yourself, and return to your love. Let us continue.
The second part of the process of moving from density to light is have gratitude for what is in your life rather than focusing on what is not.
And we have discussed that earlier, that the mental body loves to focus on what is not, which prevents the joy. Just be aware when you're employing that. Let us continue.
You are mastering the cosmic equation. Gratitude equals abundance.
If you can master that, dear one, to watch how your life changes. If you can truly have gratitude for everything of what is. I was able to get out of bed. I was able to breathe. I was able to swallow a glass of water. I was able to take two steps. Whatever it might be, watch your life shift and change. Continue.
Are there any questions before we move on to 13? Okay.
Now, remembering that 13, we have just covered the 12, which represent each of the star systems that seed the planet, and those could be readily identified, and that is a whole other teaching within itself. But now this 13th aspect is this planet becoming the 13th star. So just imagine that, if you will, dear ones. Let us continue.
Finally, are you willing to do the work to release yourself from yourself? All the tools you need have been given to you from many higher realms many times. Are you ready now to commit to your ascension and see it as the most important aspect of your life and lives? Assisting your ascension and our reunion, Adama.
Dear ones, what has impeded most of you and continues to impede most of humanity is the unwillingness to do the work. It can't be done by anyone else but you, because as we've repeated and discussed many times within this reminder, it is all based upon the relationship with self, is how you have chosen to be human. So we ask you, are you ready to allow readiness to become the commitment to do the work? And only you can answer that. But what you have received at this moment in your earth time, on your beloved inner earth, brothers and sisters, is a miraculous download of everything you need in a concise, self-empowered format to free yourself from yourself. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, my energy is going wiry. Tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can donate at theangelnewsnetwork.com or in the classroom. And we will be back in 2 weeks with Archangel Michael. And before then or right after, we'll be doing the harmonic convergence. And we'll let you know when that is. You just need to be on our email list.
Good night, everyone. Thank yourself for showing up.
Good night.
Thank you.